Good morning. I hope everybody is having a wonderful time as we prepare for Yontif. Let's study the Mishnayos that we'll be studying tomorrow, which is in Masechta Challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. And we do this as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sar, Malka, Basar, Bitzchak. Isas HaKlavim. Let's say you have a dough that you're going to bake to feed, to bake bread, to go ahead and bake it for a dog or other animals, which has a lot more coarse grain mixed in with the flour. So, Bisman Charom Ochlim Mimena, if the shepherds are going to eat from it, so Chayev is Bechalav. It would be Chayev in Chalav. Why? Since it's able to be eaten by shepherds and humans, it's called bread. Right? Uma Arvimba, but also you could go ahead and use it as an Eruve Chateros, Umishtatvimba, and you can use it for Shtufe Mavuos. Umavarchen Alea, and you can also go ahead and make Hamotzi on that bread. Umizamnin Alea, if three people eat together, then they would be able to recite Berchas Azimon. Benasis B'Yantif, you'd be able to go ahead and prepare it and bake it on Yantif, because the shepherds are able to partake of it. V'yotze Adam ba yidei chobasa b'pesach, if he turned it into matzah, he would be chayev, he would be able to fulfill his obligation on Pesach. V'meina ro'en ochlem mimena, right? If the dough is such that shepherds wouldn't be able to eat from it, if it's not made for shepherds to be able to partake in it, so it wouldn't be chayev and chalak, because it's not called bread. And you can't therefore use it for an eruv or a shtufei mavuos, and you wouldn't be able to make hamotzi on it, and you wouldn't be able to say zimun if three people partook of it, and it couldn't be prepared on Yontif because it's not ochel nefesh, it's for animals. And a person would not be able to fulfill his obligation on Pesach with it. But bein kach ubein tach, mitame tumas ochlin, right? Either way, it would be able to become tame tumas ochlin, even if it's not able to be eaten, if the shepherds don't regularly eat from it, because it's still roi lachila. It's still able to be eaten by a human being, albeit only in the time of great difficulty. Achala ba'atruma, the Mishnah says, regarding chala and truma, so chayevan alei misa, if somebody who's not supposed to be partaking of it, a non-kohen, eats it on purpose, he gets mitza bidei shamayim. Because chala is called truma, and by truma it says, umesuvo ki chalaluhu, that you'll die when you go ahead and you release it to chulin. So the Mishnah says, vechomesh, and by the way, if you eat it by inadvertently, when you pay it back, you have to add an extra fifth. Vasurin lazarim, and by the way, a non-kohen is not allowed to partake of it, which is sort of obvious, the Bar Tanura points out, because once we say you get misa v'chomesh, you obviously can't eat it. So the question over here is perhaps for something called chatzishir, which is quite relevant in these days, as it's a big sugya Masechta Yuma, and we're about to start the Yom Nerim. Vasurim lazarim, v'hein nechsei kohen, this belongs to the kohen, he can go ahead and buy things with it, and if it needs to be batel, it can be batel in 1 in 100, right, 101 times the amount. If you want to go ahead and touch it, you have to go ahead and wash your hands in order to partake. And also, if a kohen was tamei and he went to the mikveh, he can't eat truma until the sun goes down. And you can't take from something that's tohor to something that's tamei. You can only take from that which is in the proximity and something that is considered finished. If somebody says, my entire crop in the silo is truma, my entire dough is chala, lo amar klum ad sheyishayer miktsas. He didn't say anything until he leaves over a small amount that's set aside to be chulin. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.